USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still noncommittal over whether he'll sign a border security deal to avert a second government shutdown.
We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that.
Despite claiming earlier this week that Democrats would shoulder the blame for another government shutdown, the president said another one might have to happen.
I don't want to see a shutdown.
He hinted that if he does sign the deal, he could still use his executive power to secure further funding for the wall. Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign manager, breached his plea agreement with the special counsel's office. A federal judge said Manafort lied to prosecutors about matters that are material to its Russia probe, including his communications with his former business partner, Konstantin Kalimnik, who prosecutors say had ties to the Russian intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Senate Armed Services Committee heard disturbing testimony on shoddy housing for many military families. Housing advocate Crystal Cornwall.
I have felt the helplessness of a fellow Marine Corps spouse as she held her new baby and sobbed while we stood under a collapsing, moldy ceiling in her home at Camp Lejeune.
A survey of nearly 15,000 military families found most are dissatisfied with their housing and cite serious health and safety concerns. NASA's longest-running rover on Mars, Opportunity, has made its final contacts years after it landed on the Red Planet. The rover surprised everyone, as it was only supposed to last 3 months. But it lasted more than 14 years. Among its findings, evidence that Mars may have been able to support life at one time, as Opportunity and its long-dead brother Spirit discovered that ancient Mars had water flowing on its surface. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Cupid is about to make his annual appearance, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some history about Valentine's Day.
Joining me on the USA Radio Networks is Jackie Thomas. Jackie's an authorist, a poetess, and she also hosts her own podcast. You can find out more about her by checking out aromanticperspective.com. All right, well, Jackie, as many folks get ready to celebrate Valentine's Day, I thought I'd bring you on. It'd be a great idea if we talked about some things that couples must do to celebrate Valentine's Day and why Valentine's Day is even important at all for us to be celebrating.
A lot of people don't understand that this is not just a holiday to sell cards. Cards are a nice part of it, but this is actually truly a celebration that dates back to over 1,000 years ago to honor Saint Valentine. And it's said that he performed secret marriages to couples who were in love, because at the time it was against the law for couples to get married under the Roman Emperor Claudius II, because he wanted the men to dedicate themselves completely to war. So St. Valentine made it possible for them to culminate their romance and have a marriage in a real relationship, true relationship. So today we celebrate him and romantic relationships that he helped defend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.